What's going on, BLBS Tribe? This is Danny from Better Leaders, Better Schools with another bonus episode, joined by my friend Mitch Weathers over at Organized Binder. And the bonus episode we released last week kind of talked about the vision of what we want to do here. But we're just friends having real conversations, but we're going to be mindful about topics we choose, which we think will serve you. And then we'll have a leadership takeaway at the end of every show. Now, listen, if you want to hear on a specific topic or if this show is serving you really well, let us know. If there's things we need to change, tell us. And you can hit us up on Twitter at Alien Earbud, at Organized Binder. Use the hashtag BLBS. Just be direct. You know, we're doing this for you. So we're just curious, you know, what are you resonating with? So today's bonus episode, the topic is a podcast coach. I hired a podcast coach, I was telling you, Mitch, the other day. And his name is Dave. And so that was a little bit scary. It's obviously a financial investment. But if there's anything I've learned is if you want to take things to the next level, and this show by far is the number one show for school leaders, but I want it to actually be like a top show just in podcasts that people, you know, enjoy listening, they get value from it, even if they're not in education or leaders. I want more parents. I want all sorts of people to listen to the show. I know for me to do that, I need to take it to the next level. I don't know how to do it though. So I was scared. I made the investment. I'm getting great coaching. And one of the things that Dave told me is, what are your quirks, right? And I'm like, what? You mean the things that I want to hide from people? The things that make me weird and strange? Like, you want me to talk about that? He says, yes, that's what I want you to talk about. So I have a ton. And I just want to share maybe the weirdest one that I have. And I'm not sure how this is going to play out in the podcast yet. But Mitch, when I go to places, like I'm in Glasgow now, so tons of like old castles and stuff, I like to touch old things. Like, even when you're not supposed to. Like, I was at Shakespeare's house, you know, good old Bill, and you're not supposed to touch his bed. I touched his bed. And it brings me to... but it brings me to that moment. Like, and I think, what are all these, you know, who's touched this before me? The hundreds and thousands of years that have gone by. And it's something that I do. It's weird. Now when we go around traveling, Miriam and I'll touch something old and I make her take a picture of me. And
nice.
Yeah. So how are you weird? That's one of my quirks. What is one of yours?
Man, there's too many, but I'll kind of keep it in line with that. And it's not so much touching if I'm traveling. I was in Scotland this year in June celebrating 20 years with my wife, and we were just road tripping around.
Yeah, congrats.
And anytime we walked into a place and we just spent our time literally unplanned, stopping in, World Cup was going on, stopping into pubs, watching a game. And for me, it was about the smell. So wherever we would go, I'd be pausing for a moment, but for better or worse, to be honest, like
right.
The smell.
Oh boy.
So I don't know how that relates at all, but there you go.
Well, this is what it relates. You know, if people ever get around me and you, they're going to have to, you know, watch out for being touched and smelled. So,
you know what I will say though, is when I first met you and we were talking about Mastermind and some of the work you're doing in and amongst BLBS and outside of BLBS, you made the comment that investing in yourself, that I'm taking this course, and it was the Mastermind you signed up for or a part of in that community. And that's really stuck with me. And that's what I'm hearing you saying with, you know, taking on podcasting, hiring a coach is really an investment in you and the community, serving this community better. And I really appreciate that.
Right. So I think, you know, would that be one of the leadership takeaways for sure for the listeners? You know, how are you leveling up in podcast coach? People know if you're a longtime listener, I've been in Iron Sharpens Iron for 3 years now. And that's given me credibility and a viewpoint of how to run a mastermind. I'm in the Alt MBA. It's a sprint, right? It's a 1 month experience. I'm doing it because I know that it will help me serve leaders better. And if you think hiring a podcast coach is a scary risk, you know, doing the Alt MBA and the courage and fear I have to fight through to ship meaningful projects and the amount of money it costs to invest in that, like, I've never spent that kind of money, dude. I dropped some serious coin on it. And it's not to brag, but it's to say I believe this is going to make me a better human, a better leader. So that's definitely one of those leadership takeaways to apply today, listener, whether it's, you know, working with me or finding some other type of coach in an interest or hobby you have. Maybe you want to get better at the piano. Well, hire a piano teacher so you can, or take a course. But I think there's a leadership takeaway too about quirks. And if there was, Mitch, how would you unpack that?
To be yourself, to be like boldly and bravely you, because that's what your staff is looking for. That's someone they want to follow. You have clear, super clear vision, but step into that leadership space, as vulnerable as it may be at times, but celebrate your quirks, celebrate your different, be you, and have some fun with it. Have fun in being you. So that's what I'm hearing.
You're so right, because you know the leaders I didn't connect to the most is because they were robots, you know? But those ones that I was drawn to, that's because they were human. They touched stuff, like old stuff, and they told you about it. So that's what it's all about. Hey, Mitch, where can people reach us if they want to give us a shout out about the show?
Yeah, man. We'd love to hear, again, any feedback, but maybe even your quirks. That would be really fun. You can get in Danny at Alien Earbud, me, Mitch, at Organized Binder, and use the hashtag BLBS. Yeah, tell us about your quirks. Tell us about how you're leading in vulnerability, or maybe even a good coach story, anything. We'd love to hear from you.
Absolutely.